The idea is that in our public streets and our public spaces that we would have a free Wi-Fi connection that would be managed by the local authority, similar to other cities throughout Europe. Anybody who travels away can often see on their phone they can connect to a public Wi-Fi system. And not alone is this convenient for our tourists, but it's also a benefit to our locals as well, because not everybody has free data on their mobile phone. So it can be of use for that. And we can also use it as a tourist potential and, you know, pointing people to the tourist amenities that are available and other public amenities within the town that they're in. And of key importance to me was that when we were to apply, I didn't want this just confined to Sligo town, that I wanted to reach out to the other locations. And at the January meeting of the council, we received a report from Marie Whelan which outlined that it would roll out to several locations, towns and villages within the county. So it's a very positive move. We're moving with the times and making our towns and villages into the smart era.
No, I see there's a good geographical spread as well as regards the towns where it's going to be introduced. Ballymote, Tubbercurry, Enniscrone, Coolanney, Ballysadare, Colooney, Grange, Eastgey, Strandhill and Ross's Point. So there's a fairly good spread there.
Absolutely, yeah. And the voucher that we've received, it's the value of 30,000. Now, there's ongoing maintenance costs of 10,000, which will have to be borne by the local authority. But this is for next 3 years. And then the council have indicated that they're going to apply for future funding. So perhaps additional locations may be considered into the future, depending on how the schemes roll out. And we will need the cooperation of certain property owners just to get some of the basic infrastructure in place so that we can spread it across those locations within the towns. Now, not every street in every one of those towns might be covered, but certainly a good proportion of them will. You know, as I said, it's moving into the smart era and moving into the digital age.